Thank you.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to use 2010 Behavioral Health Division Capital Budget Project funding for patient furniture. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit.
Yeah, you want
As you know, we've had a number of environmental issues that we've resolved in the past year. We are requesting some of that funding that was put aside for those environmental issues, $600,000 specifically, to buy some new furniture. The furniture, the beds specifically, and the patient wardrobes, most of it come back, date back to when the building opened. There certainly represents some significant safety risks for both our patients and our employees, as well as they're just plain, we've certainly gotten our value out of the furniture that we bought in 1979. Jennifer Bergerson from our staff has been leading the charge to look for new furniture. We're looking for furniture that will greatly increase our safety, greatly increase the, and it will also give us some opportunities to improve the management of patient belongings, because we've had the wardrobes no longer lock and they're damaged along the way, and that's one of our major issues of complaints from our patients. There's no place to put their belongings. So we really appreciate your thought about this. This is not a matter of aesthetics. This is a matter of patient safety and comfort.
And I just would like to add that while we've not actually had a citation on this, it has been identified during previous surveys, concern, and we certainly, you know, given how far we've come in terms of a lot of the issues that we have, you know, managed to be able to improve through our, you know, statement of deficiency, this is an area that we really want to get ahead of the game and feel that it's very important to make this purchase now. We have worked with DOS, and these are items that will be able to be bondable. We did have a question from the finance and audit chair about making sure that we work with DBE as well as work with procurement on these issues, and we will follow suit and work with them as well.
I would also add that the number of beds you're requesting, the number of furniture we're requesting, is not equal to our current number of beds. It's what the number that we've projected in our hypothetical model, so that these beds could be utilized in a new facility as well.
Okay. I do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Bedall. No. Supervisor Joseph?
Just a question. When we buy personal tea with capital funding, is there a county policy on the cutoff of what is personal tea as opposed to real estate type purchases? Is there a certain amount? Have you asked those questions? If it's under $100, for example, you can't use capital funding. Do we have a rule?
I could only say, Supervisor Joseph, that we have worked with us and been assured that these are bondable, so that they have a significantly long lifespan and a significant expenditure level.
Alexis. Madam Chair, Supervisor Jerzyk, from what I understand, and I am not the Ms. Bryant and Mr. Rodriguez are the experts in the county on bondable items, but it's the use of the object, and it definitely has to be over $2,500, because $2,500 has to be under that, has to be included in our operating capital budget. But it could be together. I know she looked at this with different people, because purchasing it together as a group can count as a bondable item.
Okay. And I know IRS has rules on this.
Yes. And she was well aware of the cost.
I assume you're working with him, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
No.
None?
Thank you. Was this in the budget, the 2010 budget, or is this a new project?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, this, in, if you're referring to the 2010 BHD capital project,
correct.
New furniture was included in that as part of the overall. This is a smaller amount of furniture and modified using the funds that were released originally for the SOD, which were part of the 2010 capital project.
I'm looking at the SOD?
State. deficiency.
Okay. Okay. So now you're switching to the new furniture now.
Right. Yes. Everything's been fixed. We got
right.
the
Mental
health, and this is the money.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering, this SOD money is now going to the furniture. Was that furniture part of the SOD fix?
No. Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, the SOD funding was released from the capital project, the 2010 capital project.
Okay.
So at last July, if I'm not mistaken, the county board released $1.8 million of the $12 million 2010 capital budget project for VHD. Then we spent that money on the SODs. There's amount remaining of about $950,000, which we are now asking to use $600,000 of that for patient furniture, which was not cited in the SOD. Was part of the whole plan to use the capital project money originally.
So was in the budget with the SOD to purchase new furniture? That's all I'm asking.
It was in the 2010 capital project, but not part of the SOD.
Okay, so here's what happened. In 2010, there was a renovation project that was introduced as part of the capital budget. It was a three-phase project. The first phase came before us. It was $10.5 million, of which the county board put in a lockbox. When the state came in and issued all of our deficiencies, we then went into the lockbox, took out $1.8 million, and we began correcting all of the things that were wrong with the building. We're done correcting everything that's wrong with the building, but we still have money left over from the 1.8. So these young ladies are asking if they can spend that money now on furniture. Mm-hmm. So it was part of the renovation project that got lockboxed, and we still need furniture.
It was not your question. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Your question was it a part of the SOD?
Right.
It was not cited in the SOD. It has been mentioned during the survey as a potential problem. We are trying to keep it from getting to a statement of deficiency.
Again, I'm coming back again.
Okay.
Since it was not part of the budget process, this is a new request.
Yes.
And also outside of the budget process of capital things. So in other words, we come in and say, we have extra money from the SOD, and now the county board, we would like to purchase some furniture. Even within that lockbox, it was not any furniture requested in it. See,
it was in the original lockbox request.
Yeah.
That got put on hold.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I think it's a new request.
The answer is yes and no.
The answer is yes and no.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, I did.
Supervisor Middle moved approval. So we do have an approval before us. Does anyone else have any comments or questions? All right. Madam Clerk, on the motion, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much. All right.